是一个非常非常独特的。
It's unique because we know that the scriptures teach us that we can do absolutely nothing to save ourselves.
它独特在圣经教导我们，我们自己做任何事情都不能拯救我们自己。
But it's also unique in terms of how we approach our God.
它也独特在我们如何与我们如何接近神。
Most religions, when they approach God, it's either out of fear or a desire to manipulate Him.
我们可以走到下一张 PPT.
That's okay. We can go along anyway. It's not an essential. So what humans have a tendency to do is they want to be able to live their lives independent of God.
我们人是有一种趋向去自己独立的生活的。
The original sin was Adam and Eve decided they actually wanted to be like God.
亚当与夏娃的原罪也在于他们想像神一样。
When that happened, the relationship that God had intended for them to have with Him was broken.
当那件事情发生的时候，上帝想要与亚当夏娃建立的关系也就破碎了。
So when you look at a lot of different religions, you see rituals and different kinds of customs that are done in order to try to get God to do what people want.
当我们在看身边的其他宗教的时候，我们也会发现很多宗教里面都很多信仰别的宗教的人都会去做一些事情去控制神，做一些他们想要神做的事。
But I remember when I came to know Jesus as a senior, junior in college, that the emphasis.Of the man who witnessed to me was that this is a real relationship with God.
当牧师刚刚信主的时候，那个向他传福音的弟兄对他说的话是，对他说的是，他将会与上帝有一段关系。
This is a relationship that God reaches out to me in love and by His grace gives me, not that I earn.
这段关系是因上帝的恩典与慈爱，上帝给他的，而并不是通过他自己的行为去赚得的。
So I have three scriptures listed here.
现在屏幕上打出了三段经文。
Jesus defines eternal life differently than most people do.
耶稣将永恒的生命定义成了一样和别人定义的不一样的。
Usually we think of eternal life as being a quantity of life in which you live forever.
通常我们在想永恒的生命的时候，我们想到了生命中的数量，我们会活得很久很久，永远活下去。
Bible tells us that eternal life. Jesus says eternal life is knowing Him and the Father.
但是耶稣的定义是永恒的生命是认识神，认识耶稣。
I think, as far as I know, Christianity is the only religion which people are taught to pray our Father in heaven.
在我们认识之中，基督教是唯一一个教导大家唱上帝祷告时称上帝为父的宗教。
It's emphasizing a personal relationship with God.
因为在这个祷告的过程中，我们强调的是我们与神有一个个人的关系在。
Paul writes in the book of Romans that the Holy Spirit comes into our life so that we might cry out, Abba, Father.
保罗在罗马书中也写到，我们向上帝呼求阿爸天父。
Next slide, please. So, we as Christians say that we have a relationship with God.
作为基督徒，我们称自己与神有一个关系。
The question arises is, how do people in the church really relate to God?
那么这个问题就来了，那我们在教会中是怎么与神建立关系的呢？
Well, in 2011, a man named Sky Giovanni wrote this book called Live.
在2011年的时候，这个作者写了一本书，他的名字是《与神同行》。
And a 94-year-old friend of mine told me about this book about 3 months ago.
这本书呢，三个月前 ，Pastor Mike 一个94岁的朋友推荐给他。
And I sat down and started reading it, and I couldn't put it down.
然后他就开始读，完全不能把书放。
It didn't really tell me anything new that I didn't already know about my faith.
书中并没有向他显现一些他所不知道的一些知识。
Put things in a very, very new perspective for me.
但是他用一个全新的角度去阐释了这些知识。
what the author of this book does is he looks at how people in church relate to God.
在书中作者向读者们展示了在教会中人怎样与神建立关系。
And he says there's basically four ways that Christians relate to God that are incomplete.
他列举了四种不完全的这种建立关系的方式。
And as they are incomplete, they really keep us from being able to fully experience the relationship with God that he wants us to have.
因为这四种方式都是不完整的，所以这四种方式最终导致了我们和神建立了最终烦恼阻止了我们和神去建立这样子的完整的关系。
So this morning, what I want to do is I want to look at each of these four ways in which people relate to God and see where they're wrong and how we really should relate to them.
所以今天早上我们要讲的事情就是这四种方式到底在哪里不完整了，然后我们怎么样可以用去弥补这些方式。
So the first of these incomplete ways in which people relate to God is over God.
第一种方
式 Next slide.
第一种方式是把自己置于神之上。
These diagrams actually come from the book too, so they're not, this is not my artwork.
这些书是Pastor Mike在书中截取的。
So what comes to your mind when you think of being over God?
当我们想把自己置于神之上的时候，大家心里是怎么想？
Well, the non-Christian world and the secular world believes that being over God, that they are better than God, and they know better than God.
在现今社会中，不信基督的人很多觉得自己比上帝知道的多。
And again, this is the result of people's fall into sin back at the very beginning of time.
这其实是原罪的一个体现。
In Genesis 3, we read about Satan's temptation of Eve.
在创世纪第三章中，我们读到了撒旦如何去诱惑亚当和夏娃。
And he tricks her.
撒旦去骗了夏娃。
Did God really say you couldn't eat from any of this food in the garden?
他对夏娃说，上帝真的说了你不能在这个园子里吃任何果子吗？
And she said, well, no, we can eat from anything except for this fruit, from this one tree, because the day that we eat it, we will, in the day that we touch or eat it, we will die.
夏娃回答说，上帝真正对我们说的是，这个果园中我们只有那一棵树的果子不能吃。当我们吃下那个果子那一天，我们就会死去。
We get a little idea of what Eve must have thought about God in this response that she gave.
在这个回答，在夏娃的回答中，我们可以看出她怎么去思想自己与上帝的关系的。
She gets it almost all right.
她几乎全对了。
But she adds something to it.
但她在其中加了一点东西。
She says, we can't even touch it.
她说我们甚至不能去触碰它。
Because if we touch it, we're going to die.
如果我们触碰了它，我们就会死。
But God didn't say that.
但是那不是上帝所告诉的。
God said, don't eat it.
上帝说不要吃。
And you get a little bit of an idea that perhaps Eve was unhappy with the fact that God would not let her have this fruit of the tree.
从中我们看到夏娃可能对上帝的这个命令不是特别的开心，她不能去吃这个果子。
Well, maybe she thinks that she should be able to have that.
也许夏娃觉得她应该去得到这个果子。
Well, Satan says, you will not die.
撒旦回答说，你不会死的。
Because God knows in the day that you eat of this fruit, your eyes will be open and you will be like God.
因为上帝知道，当你吃这个果子的时候，你的眼睛将会被打开，你将会像神一样。
He never attracted that point.
在那一刻，他又不下。
Because he knew that if she touched it, she wouldn't die.
因为撒旦知道夏娃碰了那个果子，夏娃不会死。
Because death came in the eating of the fruit, not in the touching of it.
因为死亡的到来是当夏娃吃了那个果子，而不是夏娃去触碰那个果子。
And so, because of that, Adam and Eve fall away from that relationship that they had with God.
因为这件事是亚当和夏娃从他们和上帝之中的关系中脱离了出来。
Spiritual death is being separated from God.
精神上的死亡是与上帝分开。
Every one of Adam and Eve and every one of their future children fell away from God at that point, and the relationship with God was broken.
从那一刻开始，亚当、夏娃以及他们的后代与上帝分离，他们与神之间建立的关系也从那一刻开始瓦解。
And you can't pick up a newspaper these days without hearing people talk about the fact that they seem to know better than God does.
以至于如今，我们每天早上看到报纸，我们看到一些新闻报道，就会觉得有些人写的话就好像他们比上帝知道的还多一样。
The commands that God has given us are actually thought of as being very silly or stupid.
上帝留给我们的命令看起来，在今天的社会中看起来像特别特别傻、特别无厘头。
I've actually had people tell me that God is just wrong.
甚至有人对 Pastor 说过上帝是错的。
I want to express myself sexually any way I want to, that's fine, because I'm the one who knows what's right.
大家在今天社会中也看到有些人会想以自己的意志去表达自己的性向、性别因为他们觉得上帝不知道，他们才是真正了解自己的人。
That's being over God.
那就是把自己置于上帝之上的表现。
But even in the church, sometimes people put themselves over God.
甚至于在教会也有人把自己置于上帝之上。
Nothing quite as blatant as you see in the world as a whole.
也许这样子的表现不会像你在外面的社会上面经历到。
But oftentimes we discover biblical principles that we think we can do anything that needs to be done and we'll do it by ourselves.
就像大家看到经文的时候，然后看到一些教条，觉得这个教条我可以做到。
And, you know, if we're able to do it by ourselves, then we don't really need God in the process. We are putting ourselves over God at that point.
当你觉得你可以通过自己的努力去满足教条的时候，你就已经把自己置于上帝之上。
Now, out of all the four wrong ways to relate to God, this is probably the one that is the most wrong.
在那个我们刚刚所说的四个错误的与上帝建立联系的方式之中，这个把自己置于上帝之上可能是最错的。
Back to it again in a minute. The second way in which we relate incorrectly to God is being under God.
第二种我们平常所见到的比较错的方式是把自己置于上帝之下。
Being under God, being gives the idea that the things God wants us to do just crushes us.
这个现在幻灯片上面打出来这个图其实很生动，就是在上帝之下，就是上帝所让你做的事情，整一个就压到了你身上。
In some ways, this is the way that most religions relate to God.
事实上呢，这种方式是世界上的很多其他的宗教里面的信徒与上帝建立联系的方式。
In Islam, for example, if you do not submit to God in the way that He says, He's going to get you.
例如在伊斯兰教中，如果你不全心全意的服从遵循上帝的命令，他就会下来压迫你。
And so as we think about how sometimes this works its way into the church, we see it in primarily in terms of legalism.
在教会中，我们通常会以法道形式的这种来见到这样一个法。
We look at all the commands that are in the scriptures, and it just exhausts us when we think, I've got to keep all of these.
当我们看到圣经中所有的教条，所有的我们应该做不应该做的时候，我们心里就会想，难道我们真的要去做这些全部的事情吗？
And in some places within the church, like in Roman Catholicism, if you don't keep all the rules, then you're going to have to work those things off when you get to eternity.
在罗马天主教的教义里面，如果你不按照这些圣经规定的这些条条框框去做的话，当你受审判的时候，你就会要付出代价。
Romans 6:14 says, "Sin shall not be your master, because you are not under the law but under grace."
在罗马书6:14中，说到罪必不能做你们的主，因你们不在律法之下，乃在恩典之上。
When Jesus died for us on the cross, He died to not just take away our sin, but to free us from the legalism that most religions follow.
当耶稣死在十字架的时候，他不仅仅 是把我们从罪中释放了，他也把我们从这种教条主义中释放。
Scripture tells us by grace that we are saved through faith. It's not of ourselves, it's a gift of God. Not as a result of works, so no one can boast.
《以弗所书》二章三节中说：“你们得救是本乎恩，是因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐。”
God did not intend for the law to be something which crushes those who follow.
上帝并不想用律法去抨击那些跟随他的人。
Now it's true that God gave us the law to make us recognize our need.
上帝给我们律法，让我们去意识到自己对他的需求。
And it's equally true that those who do not keep the law will be condemned.
那些不去遵循律法的人是会被惩罚的。
But when people trust Christ, they are removed from the burden of having to keep all his commands.
但当人们信任、信靠耶稣的时候，他们从被律法束缚中。
That doesn't mean that we still don't keep the commands.
但是不是说我们不去遵循律法。
But now we do it with this hope.
而是我们现在去做这些事。
And we do it.
我们因着他的帮助去做这些事。
And we do it not because we have to, but we do it because of love.
我们做这些事并不因为我们必须去做，而是因为我们爱神。
Jesus says, "If you love me, you'll keep my commands."
耶稣说：“如果你爱我，你会遵循我给你的教条。”
Now that's not a threat.
这不是一个对你的威胁。
He's not saying, "If you love me, you'll keep my commandments."
他不是像 Pastor 刚刚说的那样子去说这句话。
He says, "If you love me, it's going to be natural that you do these things."
耶稣是在说，如果你爱我，你遵循律法的这些行为是自然而然生出来的。
So that doesn't mean that we continue to sin just because we've been forgiven.
但这也不是说我们继续去犯错，因为我们已经被原谅。
It means that we trust Christ and we walk with Him in such a way that He enables us to live a life that's pleasing to Him.
就是这样，就我们按耶稣的结果是，我们不需要去被迫的遵循律法，而是耶稣会与我们同行。以至于我们也去把我们领导到走一个让他感到愉悦的道路。
So we've seen that one way that's wrong is being over God, and another way is being under God.
我们刚刚看了两种错误的方式，一个是把自己置于上帝之上，另一种是被上帝所布置的功课压迫。
The next way is seeing ourselves as only getting things from God.
另一种错误的方式是把自己看成受惠者。
When people relate to God in this way, it's kind of like the main reason that I've come here is so I can get something from Him.
我们在生活中可以看到有些人信主或者是来教会，是因为他可以从这个地方或从主中得到一些东西。
If I say I'm going to follow Jesus, then I'm going to get all kinds of good things.
如果我说我们可以我相信耶稣，因为我可以从耶稣中得到各种各样好的赏赐。
I've actually heard people sharing the gospel saying, "If you accept Christ, then all your problems will go away."
有人在分享自己的见证的时候说，如果你信耶稣了，你的所有问题都会迎刃而解。
Well, if that's the way you understand relating to God, you're going to be disappointed.
如果这是你认识上帝的方式，最终会觉得失望。
Because there are times that you pray for things and God does not give it to you.
因为有时候你向上帝祷告，你向上帝要一些东西，他没有给你。
And there are times when, instead of life being nice and smooth, it's going to be very difficult.
生活中也有些时候不是那么平稳，你会遇到各种各样的问题。
There's something called the prosperity gospel that we've heard of or not.
有一种神学支派是成功神学。
And the idea of the prosperity gospel is that because Jesus died for me, all I have to do is think what I want to get and ask for it, and it's mine.
这种神学中教导就是上帝已经
经为我而死了，我所需要做的，他已经拯救我了，我所需要做的就是去跟他要一些东西，然后他最终会给我的。
There are a lot of preachers on television that push this kind of idea.
在电视，在媒体上，我们也会看到一些牧师去推崇这样子的概念。
And that's just wrong.
这种概念是错的。
Is God generous?
上帝大方吗？
Yes, he is.
他很大。
But it's not about me, it's about God.
但是他不是对我们大方，是对他所喜悦的事情。
And it's important for us to recognize that we are to focus not on the gift, but on the giver.
就我们所要关注的是不是他怎么给我们东西，而是把东西给我们的人。
So when we think about receiving from God, yes, it's part of what our relationship with him is like, but it's not the whole thing.
当我们思想上帝的时候，从上帝那里得到好的东西是这一个关系中的一部分，但是不是这个关系的全部。
I've known people who chose to follow Jesus and then they fell away because they did not get from God what they wanted.
比较悲哀的事情是，有些人在信上帝的时候，相信他们会从上帝手中得到东西，但最终他们没有得到他们想要的，然后他们就从上帝身边走开了。
And so it's important that we recognize that this is not a complete way of relating to God.
所以我们要意识到这一种和上帝建立联系的方式是不完整的。
Next slide, please. The last of the four ways that's incomplete in terms of relating to God is doing things for God.
最后一种不完整的建立联系的方式就是为上帝做事。
And this is the way that most evangelical Christians err in their faith.
这也是大多数福音派教徒在他们与神建立关系时所做的错的一点。
We want to do things for God and for His glory.
我们想为上帝和他的荣耀做事。
And indeed, the scriptures tell us that we need to do things for God and for His glory.
圣经上也是这么教导我们的。
But we tend to want to do that sometimes at the expense of our relationship with.
但是有时候我们付出了自己与上帝的关系去达成这些事情。
It's good to want to fulfill the Great Commission to make disciples of all the nations.
为上帝做见证去直到地极是好的。
But I've known pastors that are so intent on doing things for God that they really never spend time with God themselves.
但是也有一些牧师他们太想去为上帝做事。以至于他们把他们全部精力都投到这件事上面，以此剥夺了他们与上帝相处的时间。
And I'm ashamed to say that I was one of those people for a long time.
Pastor 也想承认他自己曾经也是这样。
I was so busy doing things for God that I didn't spend hardly any time with Him at all.
他太忙了，想去为上帝的国、为上帝的义做事，但是他忽略了与上帝相处的时间。
About the only time that I read the Bible was when I was preparing a lesson or a sermon.
那个时候他与上帝是他与上帝交流的时间仅限于他去读圣经、去看圣经，来去准备一个讲道、准备一堂课。
And the only time I prayed was when someone else was in trouble or I couldn't do it on my own, so I got to get God to help me with this one.
那个时候他祷告也是因为有人来向他求助，但是他发现他自己并不能帮。
The saying is that you can be so busy working for the kingdom that you spend no time with the king.
有句老话是你那么忙去为上帝的国做事，而你却不和国王去花时间。
Is it good to do things for God?
为上帝做事好吗？
Yeah, it's very good to do things for God.
那是很好的。
It's commanded.
我们是被命令去这样做的。
Is it good to receive things from God?
从上帝中得恩赐好吗？
Of course it is. God says He wants to bless us.
上帝说的是很好，因为他想赐福给我们。
Is it good to place ourselves under God's law and obey Him?
把自己置身于上帝的律法下去遵从他，这样好吗？
Absolutely, we should do that.
我们应该这样做。
And as Christians, we can even use the principles that we learn from Scripture in order to accomplish things for God.
我们作为基督徒，我们也从圣经中去学习教条、学习教义，来预备我们去为上帝做事。
But the reality of the matter is, all four of those things have to come together with God or they're wrong.
但是最根本的是这四个方式最终都要你和上帝一起去做，不然的话他们都是错的。
Next slide, please. So what does it mean to do things with God?
那么与神同行的意思是什么呢？
My favorite passage of scripture is John 15, verses 4 to 5.
Pastor 最喜欢的经文是约翰福音十五章四到五节。
Remain in me and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing.
约翰福音十五章四到五节，你们要常在我里面，我也常在你们里面。枝子若不常在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子。你们若不常在我里面，也是这样。我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。常在我里面的，我也常在他里面。这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。
The word that is used in English here, remain, is a little unclear as to exactly how we relate to God.
英文版圣经中用了 remain 这个词没有告诉我们如何去和上帝建立这样子 remain 的这种关系。
I should have asked Dan before I came up with the Chinese word, so I know exactly how it's translated. But the idea of remain is incomplete because it gives the idea of just staying still, doing nothing.
Remain 这个词给我们感觉就是你待在那里什么也不做。
Oftentimes, when we use the word remain in English, we put a S on it, it has to do with a body that's dead.
在英文中，我们用到这个词时，我们经常的联想是看到一具尸体在那个地方。
The word that actually is used is a word that means to live with or to live in.
在圣经原文中，这里用的词的意思是去与某一些事物生活在一起。
So Jesus is saying here, you have to live with and in me if you're going to really experience what God wants.
所以耶稣在这里说的是，你需要活在我里面，与我活在一起。
He uses the picture of a grapevine.
他在这里就用到了葡萄树这一个。
And the grapevine, you know, there's a trunk that comes up, and then there's branches that come off from that.
葡萄树一般是有一个大一点的枝干，然后有很多小枝子从枝干上面生出来。
And as long as the branches are attached to the trunk of the grapevine, then it's going to live and thrive.
当枝子和树干连在一起的时候，枝子才有可能成长。
I spent some time last year in the south of France.
牧师上一年在法国南部待了一段时间。
And there's lots of vineyards in France.
法国南部有很多葡萄树。
And everywhere I went, and I see these beautiful vines beginning to grow.
他走到哪里都看得到这些美丽的葡萄树。
And not once did I hear one of those vines straining or complaining, "Oh, I've got to bear fruit."
但他从来没有听到这些葡萄枝去抱怨说，哎呀，我一定要长出葡萄来。
It was just a natural thing that because they were attached to the trunk.The life was being brought to them, and they began to naturally produce fruit.
因为长果子是一个自然而然的结果，因为这些枝子和树干连接在一起。
If you break off one of those branches, what happens?
如果你把一根枝子从主干上面摘下来了，会发生什么事？
It dies.
那根枝子会死掉。
There's nothing it can do anymore to produce the kind of fruit that it's supposed to.
你可以做任何事情，但是那个枝子不会再。生长出原来那样子的果子。
But as long as it's connected, it will bear fruit. It will do what it's supposed to.
但只要它是连接在主干的，它就会做那些自然而然的会做的事情。
Jesus says that He is that vine.
耶稣说他就是那根主干。
And that when we are connected with Him, then we will be able to do all the things that we need to do and receive all we need to have.
当我们与耶稣建立连接的时候，我们就会从他那里得到养分去做我们应该做的事情。
We need to have a relationship with him.
我们应该跟他建立联系。
Objectively, we do that in our lives by spending time with Him in the Word.
客观上来说，我们在生活中这样做的方式是去读圣经。
That doesn't just mean reading the Bible.
不仅仅是读这个动作。
You can approach the Bible like a textbook.
你可以像教科书一样去读圣经。
And you can read it, and you can walk away from it, and forget what you've read.
你也可以读了走开，然后忘了。
It's technically with a textbook. You're supposed to remember long enough to write your test, and then you can forget what it said.
但是读教科书的时候，你要记的时间记久了，记得够久，让你去完成那个考试。
But if we approach the Bible as a love letter from God, it will approach it in a totally different way.
但是如果你对待圣经的方式是把它看成上帝给你的情书，你会以一种不同的方式去读它。
We begin to know Him rather than just know about Him.
你会真正去认识他，不仅仅是知道关于他的一些知识。
We also begin to walk more closely with God in fellowship with other believers.
我们在团契在教会也和别的信徒一起同工的时候，我们也会与神同在。
We learn from their experiences with God.
我们从他们与神的关系中会学到一些。
We experience encouragement from them when things aren't going quite the way we want them to.
我们也会从他们中得到激励。
Like I said, I meet with a man who's 94 years old that told me about this book.
就好像 Pastor 在和他94岁的朋友一起聊天的时候，那个朋友介绍了这本书。
In terms of absolute knowledge, I know a lot more than my 94-year-old friend does.
对于上帝，对于神学上帝的知识来说 ，Pastor 比他的朋友知道的更多。他有个牧师有个博士学位，但他朋友是有个本科学位。
But the fact is, he's walked with Jesus for like 85 years.
但是那位朋友已经与上帝与上帝建立了这种关系85年了。
And his wisdom and his experience has just been invaluable to me.The last several years, we've known each other.
他这个朋友与上帝之间的那些经历，对于牧师从中学到了很多。
And we also learn more about what our relationship with God is like as we serve Him.
我们也从与上帝同工与兄弟姐妹中，与兄弟姐妹一起服侍上帝中学到跟上帝建立联系。
Put ourselves out into situations where we're not necessarily able to do them on our own. We see God work in incredible ways.
因为我们在事工中会遇到一些情况，就是我们自己不能去完成一些事情，包括几个同工在一起也不能完成一些事情。从这些事情中，我们就可以看到上帝如何在我们中动工，来让这个事成了。
Next slide, please. So, in some ways.It's not just the objective way in which we relate to God, it's also the subjective.
主观上我们也可以与上帝建立这样子与神同在的联系。
We subjectively relate to God as we remember.
我们在我们缅怀上帝。
We place ourselves in Christ, the scriptures say, when we celebrate the Lord's Supper.
圣经文中也说，在我们分享爱宴的时候，我们也是在缅怀上帝。
As we anticipate God answering and working through our prayers, we begin to experience Him in a subjective way.
在我们祷告等待上帝的回应时，我们也在主观上的去经历上帝。
As we meditate on the scriptures, as we think through those things that we have read and we've studied, we begin to use our sanctified imaginations to really be able to picture what God is like.
当我们读经，然后就着圣经里面所教导的去冥想时，我们也是这样子在去经历上。
I had a friend criticize me one time. He says, "You're just talking about like having an imaginary friend."
上帝啊，牧师有一个朋友，在牧师和他的朋友去分享这个见证的时候，他的朋友觉得他是在说一个想象中的。
He says, "You can't see him."
他牧师朋友觉得牧师不能看到上帝。
Touch him.
也不能接触到上帝。
This is just God's just an imaginary friend.
对，上帝就是存在于你的想象之中。
I said, no, that's not true.
牧师回答他朋友说的是不对的。
And I used the example of an electron.
牧师用了电子的一个解释。
Has anybody ever actually seen an electron before?
大家看到过一个电子吗？
No. I mean, they move too fast. You can't see them.
电子移动速度很快，以至于人的肉眼无法看见。
I put a picture up here that shows an electron cloud, an area of probability in which you might find it.
屏幕上现在有一张图片是一个电子云。
You can't see an electron, but you can see where it's been.
你可以看到它曾经在。
You can see what it's done.
你可以看到它做了什么。
If we didn't have electrons, we wouldn't have electricity, and we wouldn't have a light or a microphone.
如果没有这些电子的话，你这里所存在的一切你都感受不到。
So we know that electrons exist.
所以我们知道电子存在。
And as we take what God has revealed to us objectively and begin to seek after Him, we will see Him better.
如果我们可以把这些上帝客观上给我们展现的东西，看到这些东西的话，我们可以慢慢的去感受上帝在这些东西里面所做的工
作。The right way in which we relate to God should be with Him.
与上帝建立联系的正确方式是建立一种他存在的关系。
And the primary way in which we do that is to learn to love Him.
我们建立这个联系的主要的方式是学习去爱他。
Mark 12:28-34, basically the passage says, we're to love the Lord our God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind, and with all our strength.
马可福音十二章二十九，啊，好吧，三十节说，你们要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱你，爱主你的神。我们的心是我们的感官。
Our mind obviously is our intellect.
我们的脑，我们的脑是我们的智力。
Our strength is our physical nature and loving God with serving Him.
我们的力是我们啊，我们的体力呢啊，体力是我们去用于去啊服侍他的。
And our soul is the spirit in which.Is unique in all creation because we were created to relate with Him.
我们的灵是我们去与他建立这样一个联系的。
So it's important for us as we begin to seek to love God these ways to recognize we will encounter Him in a very personal way.
对，在我们与上帝用这，我像我们，所以在我们像经文教导这样子与上帝去建立联系的时候，我们需要意识到的是，我们会与上帝建立一个非常个人。
Next slide. And so it's clear that God does not want us to live over Him in terms of judgment.
上帝不想我们把自己置于他之上。
But it's also clear that God gives us principles by which we can accomplish all the things that He wants done.
但上帝也给我们教导，去让我们看到他想我们怎么样去为他做工。
And those principles are good as long as we are using them together with Him.
这些教条是好的，只要我们与他一同去做，一同去用。
It's also clear that God wants us to follow His commands. It's clear that God wants us to follow His commands.
上帝也很显然想让我们去跟随他。
He gives us His laws in order that we might.Have the fullest life that He created us to have.
他给我们一些律法，让我们去很好的去享用他给我们一个生命。
But He doesn't want us to be crushed by those laws.
但是他不想我们去被这些律法所压迫。
He wants us to walk with Him and to learn of Him as we study what He wants us to do.
他想让我们用这些律法去与他同行，去在我们与他一起的时候去学习。
It's also clear that God wants to give us blessings.
上帝也想给我们恩典。
But sometimes, like a good father that He is, He recognizes those things which we think we want, but not actually be good for us or for His purpose.
但是就像一个好的父亲一样，上帝会意识到我们想要的东西不一定对我们有好处。
And of course, as we walk with God, we will do things for Him as well.
并且当我们与上帝同行的时候，我们也会为他做事。
Remember when I was growing up, I wanted to be like my dad.
牧师在回忆他小时候，他想跟他长长长大之后跟他父亲一样。
I thought my dad could do anything.
他觉得他父亲可以做一切事情。
In some ways, he kind of could.
从某种层面上，他的父亲是可以。
Build things.
他可以建造一些东西。
He could fix cars.
他可以修车。
He knew more about sports than I think I will ever know.
他也比牧师对体育有更多的了解。
And I wanted to be with him all the time.
然后牧师也很想与他父亲在一起。
And much of what I know today, I know because I spent time with my dad.
今天牧师所知道的很多东西都是与他父亲相处的过程中学习到。
I never took any classes on carpentry.
牧师从来没有去上木匠工艺的课。
But most of the time, I can fix things around my house.
在大多数时间，牧师可以在家里修修补补。
Why can I do that?
他为什么能这么做呢？
Because I spent time with my dad.
因为他从他父亲那里学到。
A week or so ago, one of my daughters called me, Dad, the car's broken down half a mile from here.
几个星期前，他的女儿给他打电话说家里的车坏了。
They said, Are you safe?
他问他女儿，你现在是不是安全的？
She said, Yeah.
他女儿说是。
So, well, don't panic, I'll come look at it.
然后牧师让他女儿让你不要害怕，然后牧师就去他那里帮他修车。
No, I'm not a mechanic.
牧师不是一个机械工人。
But it didn't take me long to figure out that she ran out of gas.
但是牧师去了之后就发现他女儿的汽油用完了。
Fortunately, she ran out of gas about a half a block from a gas station.
但是幸运的是，他女儿的车当时就在一个加油站附近。
So we pushed the car back to the gas station and it was fine.
所以他们就一起去把车推到了那个加油站，然后顺利解决。
I worked that for my dad.
但牧师也是从他父亲那里学到看汽油这个事儿。
Actually, in some ways, I learned that from my mom because my dad never ran out of gas, but my mom did.
牧师实际上是从他妈妈那里学到的，因为他妈妈以前也发生过一样的事。
When I was a little boy, I wanted to do things for my dad.Unfortunately, sometimes he did not want me to do them for him. Because as a little boy, I didn't do a very good job. But our Heavenly Father wants us to do things with him. Because he's a lot more patient than human fathers are.
因为天父比我们人类的父亲更加有耐心。
Even when we don't do things well or they're incomplete, he's pleased with that offering that we give
him. 特别是我们如果有些时候我们做事不是做得很好，没有很好的完成上帝的旨意，但他也会很开心。
And so, as we do things with God, our lives are transformed to be more like Jesus.
当我们与上帝一起做事的时候，我们的生命会变得越来越像耶稣。
And our world around us is transformed because God is going to use us to accomplish all those things that He wants to see done.
在我们与上帝一起的时候，我们生活中的方方面面也会为之改变。
And so I encourage you to think through how you can better relate to God.
所以我们想鼓励你们去思考自己怎么样与上帝建立更好的联系。
If you need something from God, make sure you're asking in a way that you are doing things and looking to accomplish what He wants, not just what you want.
当你想向上帝要一些东西的时候，仔细思考一下，你要的东西是与上帝一起去做一些事情去得到，而不仅仅是你要这些东西是为了你自己满足自己的需求。
If you want to do things for God, make sure that you are doing it with Him.In the way that He wants to have done.
如果你想为上帝做事，想一想你是不是与上帝一起在做，而且是以他想要的方式去完成这件事。
Do things that God wants you to do by keeping the law.
为上帝做事，同时也谨遵他给你的教条。
But recognize you are never going to be able to do it all yourself.
我们也要意识到，我们永远不可能仅凭自己的力量去完成。
But with God, all things are possible.
但是与上帝同行，一切事情都有可能。
Less likely. Yeah. God created us to have a relationship with Him.
上帝创造了我们，所以上帝创造了我们来让我们与他有一段关系。
So
So just a little bit of trivia to help you remember this.
现在，所以我们现在来看一下怎么样，大家就记得今天的讲。
In English, when we leave someone's presence, we oftentimes say goodbye.
在英语中，我们与别人说再见的时候，我们说goodbye。
And goodbye is actually a contraction of an old English phrase that means God by him.
Goodbye的来历其实是从古式英语中的God by you来的。
And the idea is if God is by you, right next to you, right here by each other, then he is with you.
这个意思就是说上帝与你肩并肩地站在一起，就好像我现在和牧师肩并肩站在台上。
And so our farewell to people is actually supposed to be a blessing.
所以我们在与别人说再见的时候，其实是祝福他们。
You are asking God to be with that person.
你是在跟上帝说，让上帝去与这个人同在。
I know in Chinese that's not the case.
在中文中不是这样。
But you can make it part of the way that you end your time with a friend.
但是我们在与别人道别的时候，可以把这一个变成我们所说的话的一部分。
The same thing is true in Spanish.
在西班牙语中也是像英语这样子。
Spanish, they say adios.
你们刚刚听到西班牙语是什么？
Which means God with you.
也是上帝与你同在。
In French, it's adieu.
法语。
The same thing, it means with God.
也是与上帝同在。
And so as you take your leave of people, give them your blessing of asking God's presence with them.
所以当你与别人道别的时候，给他们一些祝福，让上帝与他们同在。
And use that as a reminder to you that you also need to walk with God.
同时也提醒自己，我们自己也需要与上帝一起走。
It will make your life fulfilled and complete.
我们这样子，我们生活才是完整的。
That's right. Father, thank you for your word.
亲爱的父，感谢你。
And forgive us, Lord, for misunderstanding and not having a relationship with you the way that we are intended to. Thank you that you're forgiving and you're patient. And thank you, Father, that it's your desire that each one of us walk with you. May your Holy Spirit open our eyes and our ears and our hearts to your presence. May you change and transform our lives as we begin to experience your presence in a new way. And Lord, may it bring glory, honor, and praise to you.
Thank you.